the president issue presidential orders yesterday to declare a state of emergency in the former Lagos state, which is now the three states of Western Lakes, Eastern Lake, and Gokul state, in order to allow the army to disarm those who are engaged in a communal fight, which has now reached the extent of eliminating the whole youth. And the government of the Republic of South Sudan cannot stand as a bystander in this situation. We thought it was something that people of Lagos state can address, but they could not do it. So it is now reverted to the state, and it is the state of South Sudan that will now address the issue of Lagos state.
In this presidential order, what are some of the details apart from disarmament?
Well, disarmament is one of the issues, and also to ascertain, if possible, the sources of arming, the youth in Lagos state. The security apparatus now are actually empowered through the presidential order to find, if necessary, the source of the guns to the Lagos state. They can be disarmed, but if the source, remain undisclosed, then they will again be rearmed. So the security apparatus in Lagos state will have to be there as long as there are still people who want to, to take the fight on themselves. The army will still be in Lagos state, in the three Lagos, states, former Lagos state, territories. And therefore, coupled with the political solutions and the communal solutions, Lagos state can return to normalcy. Now it is incumbent upon all the political leaders, the stakeholders in the former Lagos state, to find amicable solution to the communal fighting. There has to be also a conference, a peace conference that should be held, sometimes as soon as the logistics and the facilitation, becomes available. But it is after the guns are taken away from the hands of the civilians. It is also worth mentioning that, there are a number of soldiers who have been involved in the fighting in Lagos state. The sons of Lagos state, of the former Lagos state, some of them leave the army on a short permission, and then they melt into civilian population and they start, taking side in the fight against the other side. So this is to be also dealt with. And anyone who have taken permission to go to Lagos state as a soldier or a policeman or anyone of organized forces must return to Juba at the earliest if they don't want to be part of the problem.
Is declaring the state of emergency, we understand it's for 3 months, the best solution for calming down the tension that has actually engulfed Greater Lake State?
Well, the 3 months is the initial, is the initial decisions. That will be evaluated after the end of every 3 months. The four states of Gogrial, Tonj, Awuli East, and Wau are still under a state of emergency because it is extensible, because it can be extended so long as the problem remain unresolved. There is likelihood that, it could be extended in number of occasions, depending on the magnitude of how the civilians are entrenched, in fighting.